an epic privacy complaint against Facebook. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC, is complaining to the Federal Trade Commission that Facebook's new information sharing and privacy policies are unfair and deceptive to users. EPIC and a handful of other groups are urging the FTC to make Facebook turn back the clock on the recent changes, which were designed to persuade users to share more personal information on the wider internet. EPIC's Mark Rotenberg.
Facebook is basically pushing out a lot of user data to the search engines and not giving users adequate control through this transition process. And we think this is essentially a bit of a bait and switch. Facebook told users that they were going to give them control, allowed them to limit the disclosure of data to their network, to their friends, or even to friends of friends, and then they decided to push the settings all the way over to everyone.
But users still can control what they disclose, right?
Well, it's actually very complicated. The intent is clearly to get users to disclose more information.
Just to underline a point, though, you will acknowledge that users can still control those things if they are careful with their privacy settings. It's just that you feel like it's too difficult?
I think it's a little bit more serious than that. It's a little bit, you know, if you had signed up for a subscription service, you know, magazine, for example, and selected, you know, opt out, I don't want to receive, you know, any third-party advertising, which a lot of people do, by the way. And the company decided after a few months that it actually wanted everybody to opt in and then told people, but of course, if you don't like that, you still have the option to opt out. And you'd think to yourself, well, hold it. I opted out before. I've already expressed my privacy preference when I signed up for this magazine, and now they've decided to make me do that again. And that's, in fact, very close to the experience that millions of Facebook users have had over the past week. They're going through their settings trying to figure out, hold it. I thought I had this privacy protection from before. Why do I have to do this again?
So it's the change of the default settings, essentially, that you think is the problem.
That's one of the problems.
Okay, Mark, thanks for your time.
Nice speaking with you.
Facebook isn't really talking at this point, instead sending out the same statement to every reporter and blogger who asks for a comment. Best I could do is to get Facebook public policy guy Andrew Noyes to read the statement, which I've shortened a bit here.
We've gone to great lengths to inform our users about our platform changes. We're pleased that so many users have already gone through the process of reviewing and updating their privacy settings and are impressed that so many of them have chosen to customize their settings. Of course, the new tools offer users the opportunity to decide on privacy with every photo, link, or status update they wish to post. So the process of personalizing privacy on Facebook will continue.
The statement goes on to say that the company discussed the privacy changes with many regulators, including the FTC, before implementing them. How do you feel about the recent privacy settings changes at Facebook? Call our comment line, 612-284-1965. 612-284-1965. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.